Well, today, of course, is a great feast day. Today is the feast day of St. Mark, the evangelist. He was not one of the 12 apostles, but we do know that he was a disciple of St. Peter and most likely had spent time with the Lord and met the Lord as a young man. So we have a great debt of gratitude to St. Mark for giving us one of the four gospels. So when we take a look for a few moments at his life and then for a few moments at the gospel that he wrote. Sometimes he's called Mark, as in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15. Sometimes he's called John Mark, as in Acts chapter 12. But we know that his mother's name was Mary. She was a well-to-do widow who had a house in Jerusalem where the Christians gathered, and it's mentioned in Acts chapter 12. It's also, according to ancient text and tradition, that it was in her house that the cenacle took place, where they met in the upper room. So the Last Supper, at Pentecost, most likely took place in the home that was owned by the mother of St. Mark. And it's possible that she also owned part or the whole of the Garden of Olives, and it's been the tradition as well. So what do we know about St. Mark? We know that he was a cousin of St. Barnabas, as we see from the Acts of the Apostles, and he went with Paul and Barnabas to Antioch in Syria on their first missionary journey. But Mark was rather young. He found it too difficult, and so he left and returned home to Jerusalem, and St. Paul was not too pleased with that. But in the second missionary journey, Paul wanted to take Mark again, or Barnabas wanted to take Mark again, but St. Paul said no. So here you have a little bit of an argument between Paul and Barnabas. So they decided to go their separate ways. Paul went a different direction, and Barnabas took Mark to Cyprus. And so Mark continued to do his missionary work. And we see Mark showing up 10 years later in Rome as St. Peter's interpreter and translator. And we saw in our first reading today that St. Peter was very devoted to St. Mark and even called him his son. And we know that eventually Paul would reconcile with Mark, because it says in one of the letters of St. Paul, please tell Mark to bring some of the parchments with him and visit me in Rome. So we know that they did eventually reconcile. So we know at the end of Mark's life that he went on to Alexandria, became the bishop of Alexandria in Egypt, and was martyred there. That's why we wear the red vestments, for the martyrdom of St. Mark in Alexandria, Egypt. We know in the year 825, his relics were then taken to Venice, where he is now the patron saint of Venice, and his symbol of the lion is all over Venice. And so St. Mark's Basilica there in the center of town was named after him. So what I encourage you today on this feast day of St. Mark to read his gospel. It's the easiest one to read. It's only 16 chapters. It's action-packed. And the main theme to look for in St. Mark's gospel is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We see this, that Mark put this at the beginning, the middle, and the end of his gospel. The very first sentence, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then in the very center of the gospel, you have the transfiguration where God the Father speaks that this is my beloved Son. And then at the very end of the gospel, St. Mark includes what the centurion said, truly, this man was the Son of God. So look for that theme that runs all the way through the gospel of St. Mark. And it's a wonderful gospel to read because it's very action-packed. St. Mark was writing for the converts to Christianity in Rome. And so if you're writing for the busy Romans, like if you wrote a gospel to the New Yorkers, you'd have to keep it short and sweet, right? Just the facts. They don't want to waste time. And so St. Mark has very few long discourses, only two in the entire gospel. He does not give us the Sermon on the Mount or any of the infancy narratives. He just starts with the Lord's miracles and with the public ministry. So he makes the Lord very attractive, very powerful in his preaching, and he keeps it very much an action-packed gospel. He uses the word immediately or at once 42 times in the gospel. Jesus is always doing things immediately or at once. And he keeps it in the historical present tense that he says, Jesus comes, he says, they go. 150 times throughout his gospel, he keeps it very much an action-packed gospel. He gives us 18 of the Lord's miracles, and he really shows not only the divinity of Christ, but also the humanity of Christ. He shows his compassion, his love to human need. He shows the Lord's emotions, his anger in chapter 3, his grief, his pity, his love for the children in chapter 10. And 40% of Mark's gospel is focused on the passion. So imagine that the last 40% of the gospel is the final week of the Lord's life. So the last 6 of 16 chapters is the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. So I'd recommend on this feast day of St. Mark, try to read his gospel. It only takes about an hour or 90 minutes or so to read the entire gospel all the way through. And if you do, look for those themes, that Christ is the Son of God. Look for those 18 miracles, all the action-packed teachings of the action-packed miracles that the Lord works in the gospel. And it really is a great place to start. When you start reading the gospels, start with Mark, because it's the easiest, it's the quickest, and it's the most interesting to read. And then work your way through the other gospels. So we pray today, St. Mark the Evangelist, pray for us.